Today we're going to discuss the Isser and parameters of the Isser of Shisuya Yayin, of Ikoin, or potentially anybody doing avoda and entering into the Beis HaMikdash while under the influence of alcohol. The reason why we came into this discussion in the first place is because the Mishnah, in the beginning of the second paragraph of Zvachim, lists many different psulei avoda, zar, onin, tfoyom, mechaser kippurim, and Tosfos, Tav Tosfos on Tesvav and Beis, asks the question, there seem to be two or three people missing from this list. And Tosfos asks, Hadlo tana balmum ushtuya yayin ufrei rosh. So we have three other psulim, a balmum, someone who is drunk, and someone whose head is, who has not cut his hair. They are also psulei avoda, and should seemingly be in the Mishnah. But Tosfos answers, Mishum dechsiv behen chilul behedya. The reason why the Mishnah did not feel it necessary to include these three psulim is because they have the word chilul mentioned explicitly in their context, and the Mishnah only needed to teach us things that were not explicit in the psukim. In the Masoras Hashas, he removes the term prue rosh, as we'll briefly touch on later. Prue rosh does not, in fact, have the word chilul there, but for our intents and purposes, we're trying to figure out, are there any other reasons that Shisuya Yayin would not have been on this list in the Mishnah? And as we see, Tosfos and Menachos on Vavam and Aleph gives a different answer. And Tosfos and Menachos says the reason why that potentially Bamum, Shisuya Yayin, and Purei Rosh are not mentioned in these lists of Psulim is because Ton of Shir, which would imply that it very much belongs on this list, but sometimes Mishnayos just don't mention all the reasons. One more answer that we find al Hadaf is in the Shita Mikubetzes, in towards the end of Os Zayin, where he says the reason why we are only listing the things in the Mishnah and not Shtuye Yayin is because those things are Musharim Mishas Bia, which means that the Isser is violated from the moment the Kohen walks into the Beis HaMikdash. Azar and Onin Tfoyom don't necessarily have Yisurim when they walk into the Mikdash, but Shtuya Yayin does. And that's really going to be our focus on Shtuya Yayin moving forward, is there a difference between Shtuya Yayin about doing Avoda and entering the Beis HaMikdash drunk? Is there a difference between that and some of these other psulim in the Mishnah? So, if we're going to start talking about the Isser of Shtuya Yayin, we need to look at the Psukim. The context of this is in the aftermath of Nadav Avihu in Parsha Shemini, where Hashem turns to Aaron and says, Yayin v'sheichar al teisht, you shall not drink wine or any sort of alcoholic beverage, atahu v'nach le'itach, b'vo'achem alo amoed, when you come to the Omoed, v'lo samusu chukas alo maduro sechem. And if you do this, you will die. If you don't, you shall live. And then Pasuk Yud, Ulahavdil Bein HaKodesh Ubein HaChol, this is to separate between Kodesh, what is holy, and Bein HaChol, which is profane, Ubein HaTameh, Ubein HaTahor. And Rashi says, what is this, what are the parameters of this Isser of Yayin V'Sheichar Al Teisht? So Rashi says, that Ein Li Ela Bevoam Lehecha, he's quoting the Taras Kohanim, that the simple words of the Pasuk, Bevoachem Al Olamoid, when you come into the Olamoid. So Begishtam Ela Bezbeach Minayin. So how do we know that it applies even coming to the Mizbeach? Ne'emar kan bias o'al moed, ve'emar bekidush yadayim v'raglayim bias o'al moed. It says, we have this lashon of bevoachem o'al moed, both by this Isser of Shtuya Yayin and by the chiyuv of kidush yadayim v'raglayim. Ma'la halon, asa gishas Mizbeach kibias o'al moed, af kan asa gishas Mizbeach kibias o'al moed. Just like there is an emphasis on a ma'isa avoda by Kiddush Yadayim Raglayim, there is also an emphasis on a Ma'isa Avoda here by Shtuya Yayin. The implication of Rashi, as many Rishonim understand, is that Rashi holds there are two independent ways to violate this Isser Shtuya Yayin. One of them is the simple reading of Bevoachem Elo Emoit, entering into the Beis HaMikdash while drunk is one Isser, and Avoda is another Isser. Rashi is not getting into any specifics here. The Ramban reads Rashi carefully and says, not completely correct. And the Ramban will have a much more detailed attack on the Rambam, but just ala Torah, the Ramban says, V'hine perish bevo achem, is dafka kasher tavdu avoda. It is only b'shas avoda. There is no independent iser bia. There is no iser to enter into the Beis HaMikdash while drunk. It is only to do avoda. So this is really the broad chakira, if you want to call it that, of shtuei yayin. Is there an iser knisa, or is this an iser avoda? What is driving this iser, and is there an iser of knisa l'mikdash at all? So, in order to flesh out Shitas Rashi, we're going to turn to Shitas HaRambam. The Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos is very specific. And there is not much going on here other than reading the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and in Mishneh Torah relatively carefully. And it's clear what the Rambam begins to think about this topic. So Mitzvah Ayin Gimel, Lo Sasei Ayin Gimel, the Rambam tells us, He Shehiz Hiranu Mihikanis Lamikdash, Olahoros Bidavar Bidini HaTorah, there is a prohibition, Mehikanis Lamikdash, entering the Beis HaMikdash, Bi Yosenu Shikorin, while we are drunk. V'hu Amar Yisale, Pasuk in Shmini, Yai Meshech HaRalteish, B'vo'achem Elo HaMoed. So, that is the prohibition. There is an Isser to enter into the Beis HaMikdash while drunk. Then the Rambam adds, V'yish Chiluk Ba'onesh Lavzeh. There is an important distinction to make in this Lav. V'zeh, Ki Shtuyei Yayin, I'efshar Lohem Lehikonis, Mibein Ha'ulam Lamezveyach, M'kol HaHechal. This Shtuyei Yayin, this person under the influence of wine, cannot enter Bein Ha'ulam Lamezveyach, V'im Nichnas, Chayiv Malkus. And if he enters into the Beis HaMikdash, under the influence, Malkus. V'im Avad, and if he then goes and does an Avoda, then V'hu Shasui Chayiv Misa B'dei Shamayim. Then he's going to get Chiyuv Misa B'dei Shamayim. So that's important point number one, that the Rambam is, there are two tiers to this Isser. There is the strict Isser Knisa, which gets Malkus. But then if a person does Avoda, then that generates a Chiyuv Misa. Then there's another Chiddush of the Rambam. Chiddush meaning he paskins like, quote-unquote, the wrong Banda Amar from the Sifra, from the Gemara, that V'im Shasa Min HaMishakrin Zulas Hayayin, if this person is drunk not off of wine, but off of some other alcoholic beverage, v'avad chayiv malkus levad v'lo misa. That also generates a chiyav malkus, but again, not a chiyav misa. And the Ramban has problems across the board. The Ramban, like with Rashi, says, I don't know where you got this idea that there's an Isser Knisa. The Sifra says it's about Shas Avoda, and only when you do the Avoda is there going to be a chiyav at all. And furthermore, says the Ramban, if you're going to tell me that there is an Isser Knisa, where did you get Malkus from? It should be all or nothing. You either violate this and get Misa, or you violate it, or you don't violate it and you get nothing. But what is this middle category of an Isser Knisa that's generating Malkus? He says, second of all, you're paskening that Shar Meshachrim are also going to be included in this chiyav, and that does not seem to be obvious. That seems to be a machlokas between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yehuda, and we don't paskin that Shar Meshachrim are going to be part of the Isser. And lastly, says the Ramban, the Rambam seems to be linking this together. In Mishneh Torah, this is more explicit, with the Surim of Pri Rosh and Kurua Begadim, that there is an Isser Knisa. And the Ramban says, again, not included in the Isser. It is not an Isser Knisa. It's an Isser Avod. Correct. Yes. Correct. Meaning the same as Nichnas Bli Avoda.
Right.
Meaning where there would be no Chil Avoda. Correct.
Right.
So those are the Ramban. In short, four questions on the Rambam. First of all, he doesn't think there should be an independent Isser Knisa. Second of all, if there is, it shouldn't be Malkus. It should be all or nothing, a Chiyav Misa. He doesn't like the fact that the Rambam is quoting Shar Meshachrim, and he doesn't think that this should be connected. He has similar problems with Pri Rosh and Kurei Begadim. He does not think those should be Isser Knisa either. So that is, the Ramban is asking this as a question, but at a certain point, this just becomes Shitas HaRambam. And now we turn to the Rambam and Mishneh Torah. This is, if we're just looking for clues on what the Rambam thinks about the Isser of Shtuyei Yayin, this is Hilchos Bias Mikdash, Perek Aleph. This is the opening segment of Bias Mikdash. And even in the Koteres, right off the bat, Shelo Yikanis Kohen Shikar LaMikdash. A drunk Kohen should not enter the Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam knows how to talk about an Isser Avodah, because Lavim Tes, Yud, Yud Gemel, Yud Dalid, and Tesvav are all Shelo Yishamish Tameh, Shelo Yishamish Tvul Yom, Shelo Yavud Bamom, Shelo Yavud Zar. The Rambam knows how to say an Isser Avodah when he means an Isser Avodah. The Rambam seems to be very clear that Shelo Yikanis Kohen Shikar LaMikdash, Shelo Yikanis Kohen Peru Arosh, Shelo Yikanis Kohen Kru Abagadim. The Rambam seems to be very clear that he is viewing the Isser of Shtuya Yayin, Peru Arosh, and Kru Abagadim, all of them as Isser Knisa. That fundamentally speaking, if we're trying to define what this Isser is, it is going to be an Isser Likanis LaMikdash. And then in Halacha Aleph, it becomes even more clear. Kol Kohen Hakasher LaAvoda Im Shasa Yayin Aser Lo LeHikanis Min HaMizbeach VeLifnim. There is an Isser Knisa. And then VeIm Nichnas VeAvad Avodas Upsula. If he does a Knisa and then does an Avoda, then the Avoda is Pasul. There's a Chilul Avoda and Yischa Misa B'dei Shemai. So again, the Rambam is clearly emphasizing the Knisa aspect of this, and even when he's defining the Avoda, where he's going to get a Chiyuv Misa, it's not just V'im Avad, it's Im Nichnas V'Avad, if he goes in and does an Avoda. Another Ha'ara is, again, explicitly the fact that he thinks that there's Malkus L'Knisa, as we pointed out, and by Shar Meshachrin, which is explicit in Halacha Beis, Hayashikr Mishar Meshachrim Aser L'Hikanis LaMikdash V'im Nichnas V'Avad V'hu Shikr Mishar Min HaMeshachrin Loke v'avodasik sheir. And then concludes the Rambam in Halacha Beis, She'in chayav in Misa, the only time you get Misa, is Ela al hayayin b'shas ha'avoda. You need to have both of these things. For the most extreme result, i.e., Misa b'dei shemayim, you need yayin and you need avoda. Anything less than that, the implication of the Rambam is, can still be included in the Isser of Shtuya Yayin, it just won't generate a Chiyuv Misa, it will only generate a Chiyuv Malkus. Then, if you skip down towards the end of the parak, the Rambam in Bias Mikdash Aleph Tesvav drops the Yiro Eli. And Yiro Elis are always interesting in the Rambam, because those are situations where the Rambam thinks he is not saying something that he has found in the sources, he is adding something new. And I think also, particularly when they're towards the end of a parak, he is attempting to set the theme of the parak and trying to define his global evidence, right? The Rambam is taking what he has gleaned from the whole sugya and expanding it and extending it one step further. So the Rambam tells us in Halacha Tesvav, Yero Eli, Shekol Kohen HaKosher LaAvoda, any Kohen who is Kosher LaAvoda, Im Nichnas Min HaMizbeach VeLifnim, if he comes into the Mikdash, V'hu Shasu Yayin, O Shikr Misham Rashakrin, O Peru Arosh, O Karu Abegadim, Kedar Shakar Malamesim. So again, the Rambam is linking all of these three surim together. Afal Pi Shelo Avad Avoda Hariza Loke. Why? So the Rambam tells us the reason for all of these dinim. Hoil Vehu Roi La Avoda. This is a person who could be doing Avoda. Vinichnas Bishas Ha Avoda. And he's entering into the Beis HaMikdash in a time where he could have done the Avoda. Menuval Kacha. So disheveled, harehu musar shelo yikanis. There is a iser to enter v'loka, and he gets malchus. So, at a certain point, one time the Rambam mentioning yikanis can be a chance. Two times could just be a quirk. Three times we know is a pattern. But after six or seven things, it's no longer like, oh, this is an interesting ha'ara in the Rambam. This is just the shita of the Rambam. The Rambam very clearly holds that the surim of Shtuya Yayin and Peru Arosh and Kru Abagadim are stemming from most basic in Isser Knisa, from entering into the Mikdash, and the quote-unquote svara behind it is that you're coming into the Mikdash, you have the opportunity to do an avoda, and you're just a mess. You're disheveled, you're drunk, you are totally misusing this opportunity. And it is an affront not only to the Avoda, but it is an affront to the Beis HaMikdash. And that's also why I believe the Rambam in Halacha Yud Zayin says that v'chein osur l'chol adam bein kohen bein Yisrael l'hikanis l'mikdash. The Rambam is not even limiting this to Kohanim. According to the Rambam, this is so, quote-unquote, divorced from Avodah that even in Yisrael can violate Shtuyah Yayin. You're not going to get Malkus because you can't totally go away from the context of the Pesukim in Parsha Shmini. This is being told to Aaron Ubanov. But the idea of entering into the Mikdash, B'derech Menuval, that's going to apply to everybody in Kal Yisrael. Bein Yisrael, Bein Kohen, entering into the Mikdash, Shtuyah Yayin, is part of this Isser, even if there's not going to be Malkus. So now let's start to, we know what the Rambam holds, broadly speaking. The Rambam is assuming against the Ramban that the Rambam holds there's an Isser Knisa that is going to be independent, and that's going to be the driving force, even when there is a Chiyuv Misa, but only in the most extreme circumstance of Shisuyayin. And that's opposed to the Ramban, who really thinks of this as a very Misa Avoda-centric Isser. And with this we can explain a lot of these Ha'aros in the Rambam. So first of all, just where did the Rambam get this from? So the Megillas Esther points out that, and this is also in Ma'ari Kurkis and B.S. Mikdash and Halacha Tesvav, that similar to the discussion we had in Kabbalah versus Halacha, that Afki Kra B'Lashon Halacha, so here Afki Kra B'Lashon B'Vo'achem. The Torah says B'Vo'achem. So you can't avoid the fact, this is the Rambam Svar, you can't avoid the fact that this is going to be an Isser Knisa. Now, we also know, we have a Gzeres HaKasav to compare this to Kiddush Adayim V'Raglayim to include Maisa Avoda, but that's just going to be another side of this coin. And if you have an Isser Chamor and an Isser Kal, what's worse, entering into the Mikdash or doing Avoda B'Mikdash, B'Shesui Yayin? So of course the Avoda is going to get the more extreme Onesh, but it's all stemming from the actual Isser is an Isser Knisa. And this also explains why Shar Meshakrim and Pruei Rosh and Kruei Begadim are going to be a level lower. Meaning, if the only way you can violate a Chi of Misa is with the combination of Yayin and Avoda, so then it would make a lot of sense that if you don't have the Avoda, so Bavo Achem, you're going to get Malkus. If I don't have Yayin, but I'm still drunk, so then that would also generate Malkus. And if we are assuming that Pruei Rosh and Kruei Begadim are also the same theme, that it is an Isser to be entering into the Mikdash B'Menuval, so you're not drunk doing the Avoda, but you're disheveled, and you're still a bit of a mess. And that's why those also would not necessarily generate a Chilul Avoda. And that could be why, even though the Psukim are explicit, we're learning from various Gzeres HaKasav that there may be a Chi of Misa for Pruei Rosh, but you're not going to have a Chilul Avoda because you didn't go so far as Shtuyah Yayin Ba'avoda. You didn't go so far. And this also, the most extreme way to say this Shita, which is how the Mitzvah Samelech prefers to read, is that when the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, and he keeps emphasizing that the way you get Misa is Im Nichnas Ve'avad. So the Mitzvah Samael thinks that if the Rambam really assumes that this is an Isser Knisa, that in its most intense form is violated through Avoda and generates Chiyav Misa, maybe if you didn't do a Knisa, maybe you wouldn't be Chayiv for the Avoda. Maybe if you were just Avad B'Shtuyah Yayin, there would be no Chiyav. The grid thinks, not our grid, but Reberel, he thinks that this is an untenable position. The grid thinks that this position is untenable, that you cannot possibly say that doing Avoda without a Knisa wouldn't generate an Isser, and we can debate that one way or another. The Rambam does emphasize Nichnas Ve'avad, but at the very least, it is focusing on the fact that this is being driven by an Isser Knisa. And even if you're going to tell me that it's impossible to not violate the Lav with just an Avoda, the Ha'ara is still there. Lastly, when it comes to the Yiro Eli, so there is some discussion in the Achronim, what exactly is the Rambam adding in Halacha Tesvav that he did not previously discuss in the beginning of Perek Aleph. The Rambam already told us that Shar Meshachrin or Malkus. The Rambam already told us that Isser Knisa is going to generate a Chiyuv Malkus. So what exactly is the Rambam adding in Halacha Tesvav? So there are two approaches that we really have here. The first is the Grach. The one aspect of the sugya that we're really not going to get into is why the Rambam, is the Rambam's position that there is Malkus being Ulam Lamezbeach, is that a controversial point? So the Ramban says, yes, I disagree. And he says, because we know that there are various milos, the Mishnah in Kelim says there are 10 levels of Kedusha as you get closer to the Kodesh HaKadashim, but those milos are Dirabana. There's going to be no difference in your Chiyuv Malkus. That would never, those 10 levels of Kedusha are never going to generate a Chiyuv Malkus. And the Grach assumes that, the Rambam assumes that no, it's not Dirabanan. Those are actually De'oraisa. And that's why the Rambam thinks that there's going to be an Isser. What the Reb Chaim thinks the Rambam is adding, specifically through the Yeroeli, is that there are Malkus because of those. The reason why I don't understand this completely is because the Rambam already told us this. So that I don't think that's what the Rambam is adding in that Yeroeli. Another potential option, what the Rambam is adding, is that he has never told us, as of yet in this perek, that the Malkus, that the Isser Knisa, extends to Peru Arosh and Keru Abagadim. The Rambam tells us in Halachos Ches and Tes about Peru Arosh, and that those are Achi of Misa im Nichnas Ve'Avad, but we don't necessarily know that you're going to get Malkus for the Knisa. And we don't necessarily know that you're going to get Malkus for a Knisa, Bikru Abagadim. So it could be what the Rambam is saying here at the end of Bias Mikdash Perak Aleph, is that the Yerali is that there is a theme. That starting with Shisui Yayin, and then to Peru Arosh, which has Misa without a Chil Avoda, and there's an Isser Knisa, and Keru Abagadim. The reason why all of these things are a problem is because Yeroi La'avoda, V'nichnas B'shas Avoda, Menuvel Kacha. And that's why you're going to get Malkus on those as well. The Rambam is, the Chiddush of the Rambam, the Yeroi Ali, is that you're also going to get Malkus for the Isser Knisa of Peru Arosh and Keru Abagadim, potentially because of its connection to the Isser Knisa by Shesuyai. And again, a Yisrael can violate this as well, but he's not going to get Malkus because at the end of the day, these are specifically Yisrael Kohan. So to summarize briefly, before we get into some interesting nafkaminas, on the one hand, we have Shitas Rambam and Shitas Rashi, that there is an independent Isser Knisa. And even the Chi of Misa, Bishas Avoda, is stemming from an Isser Knisa that's being violated in its most extreme form, Bishas Avoda. And that would be contrasted to Shitas Ramban, that this is really all about the Maisa Avoda. It's not, should not have the same themes necessarily as Peru Arosh, and it's going to be all or nothing. If you're going to have Yisurim in this context, they're going to generate a Chiyuv Misa, and they are not going to generate a Chiyuv Malkus in any way. So now, some nafkaminas. The first one is honestly the one that I find the most interesting. The Mitzvah Samalach points out that there is another machlokas and another lav/ase, depending on who you are, that is coming along with this Isser of Shtuya Yayin. So the psukim are obviously in the context of the Avoda. It's Aaron Ubanov, it's Shas Avoda. However, we also learn from Pasuk Yud Aleph in Shmini, Perek Yud Yud Aleph, the parsha concludes, Ulohoros es b'nei Yisrael, is kolachu kimashir diber Hashem aleihem b'yad Moshe, and to teach Klal Yisrael. So we learn from here, the Gemara tells us, that there is also an Isser for a posig, for a mora hurrah, to paskin drunk. And the Rambam, in Sefer HaMitzvos, in that same mitzvah Ayin Gimel, says that the Isser is, sheziranu mehikonis lamikdash, olohoros bedavar medinei Torah. The Rambam, in mitzvah Ayin Gimel, or in Losasi Ayin Gimel, links the Isser Hora'ah b'shtui Yayin to the Isser Avoda, or the Isser Knisa of Shtui Yayin. And the question is, these two things seem to be totally different issues. Even if, like, you're learning them from similar psukim, the way that we generally, from Rav Rosenzweig, the way we think about the Rambam's Moniyah Mitzvos, is that when there are separate mechayvim, when there are two completely different issues at hand, the Rambam is going to count them as two different mitzvahs. And in fact, the Ramban turns to the Rambam and he says, the Isser Hora'ah, Bishtui Yayin, is not included in this. In fact, there's no real lav at all. It's an Isser Aseh. And therefore, the Ramban says, I don't understand why you're including this as a lav, and I certainly don't understand why you're including it in this Isser of Shtui Yayin B'Mikdash. However, based off of what we've explained, that for the Rambam, this Isser Knisa L'Mikdash is really, it's entering into a place. It is entering into the Mikdash, and you have the potential to be doing Avoda, and you are absolutely squandering that potential. You are misusing and you are misrepresenting the Avoda and the Mikdash. So in that sense, we can argue for the Rambam that the Isser Hora B'Shtui Yayin is very much related. That the Isser Hora B'Shtui Yayin is that you are a posek, you are somebody who's Higiyah L'Hora, and you have the ability to teach Torah to Klal Yisrael, but in that point in time, you're trying to paskin B'Shtui Yayin. You don't have your wits about, you're not going to be able to analyze and do things carefully, and therefore, says the Rambam, this is the same theme. When you're being nichnas to an opportunity to accomplish Klei Kodesh, either literally in the Mikdash or in the area of Hora'ah, that will generate this Isser, quote-unquote, Isser Knisa, of entering into this situation improperly. Menuval Kacha. But according to the Ramban, where this is an Isser Avoda, so this Bemes has nothing to do with Hora'ah. And that's what the Ramban says, you should not be counting them as the same. Another nafkamina.
Are you, and I think slightly different than the Mitzvah, are you doing that on purpose?
I'm not recalling exactly how Mitzvah presented it, but that's the way that I wanted to understand it.
Of an opportunity, I think he was trying to say, like, Hashem's presence, and not...
Right, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adaskel. Right. That's the other way of saying this. I'm not sure which one I prefer, but just to spell out what Moshe is referring to, Mitzvah Samael says that the same way that entering into the Mikdash is an entering into a makom of the Shechina, entering into the presence of a Kodesh Baruch Hu B'Shtui Yayin, so too a Dayon is considered to be B'Fnei HaShechina, quoting the Pasuk of Elokim Nitzav Ba'adaskel, that what a Dayon is in the presence of Hashem, and therefore it is a very similar theme that entering into the presence of the Shechina, B'Shtui Yayin, is going to be included in this Isser. The second nafkamina is regarding an interesting line in the Rambam in Halacha Tes Zayin, where he says that the din of the Nichnas min HaMizbeach and Hayotze Misham is Echad Hu. That the Rambam has to tell us that entering into the Mikdash and then doing an Avodah is going to generate the same Chiyuv as Im Avad B'Yitziyasa, that if you drink in the Mikdash and then on your way out, you do the Avodah. And the question is, shouldn't that be an obvious point? According to the Ramban, it's an Isser Avoda. So I do Avoda before or after leaving or coming to Beis Midrash. It doesn't matter. You did a Maisa Avoda in the Mikdash, you're getting a Chiyum Misa. However, according to the Rambam, and this is in the Chiddush Yagrid as well, this is not obvious at all. Because if it really is a Chiyuv Knisa, that the Isser is to enter into the Mikdash, Nichnas Ve'Avad, so it very well could be that you would have the Havamina, that if it is Bederech Yitzia, maybe you would not be Chayv. Third Nafgamina brings us to our Chabura earlier this week about the question of Rabbi Akiva Eger and Yavad Lomahani. Rabbi Akiva Eger asks, why do we need all these Psukim and the Mishnah to tell us that if Zar and Onin and Tvulyom, if they're Ovid, that the Avodah is Psula, isn't this a problem of Yavad Lomahani? And we gave a bunch of answers. But according, and those will all work for the Ramban. However, for the Rambam, we can say very simply that of course you don't have Yavad Lomahani, because the Isser is not an Isser Avoda. The Isser is an Isser Knisa. And therefore, just because the guy walked in and violated the Isser Knisa, that has no bearing on his Avoda that happened afterwards. And that's of course why we're going to need another Makor to tell you that there's a Chilul Avoda in the cases where there is a Chilul Avoda, because this is not subject to the klal of Yavad Lomahani, aside from all the other reasons that we spoke about earlier in the week. And to conclude, I think we can relate this to our initial question from, just to flesh out that answer, the Shita Mikubatzes, a little bit more. we asked, the Tosas asked, why is the Mishnah only quoting certain psulei avoda and not others? And Tosos emphasizes, highlights 2/3, Bamum, Shtui Yayin, and Purei Rosh. And Tosos gave his answers specifically about whether there's Chil mentioned explicitly, or they should be, and it was just Tana V'Shayer, that's the Tosos and Menachos. However, for the Rambam, we can say very simply that the Mishnah is talking about the Isurei Avoda, mentioning Zar, and you're mentioning Tame, and you're mentioning all these other things, that those have in them explicitly an Isur Avoda. However, what the Mishnah is not discussing are Isurei Knisa. The fact that Shtui Yayin happens to result in Chil Avoda is an Agav. The primary Isur of a Shtui Yayin is the Isur Knisa. And therefore, it makes a lot of sense that those would not be included in the list of the Mishnah. So just to briefly summarize, we have two main models for looking at Shtui Yayin. We have Rashi and the Rambam, who assume that Shtui Yayin is an Isser Knisa, that it is entering into the Beis HaMikdash while drunk. This can be violated in its most extreme form with an Avoda, with Yayin, which results in a Chiyav Misa. But it can also be violated in less extreme ways, even if it's Rama Shakrim, and the similar themed Isurim of Knisa B'Purei Rosh and Nichnas B'Kroi Begadim. We also, against this, have the model of the Ramban, who seems to understand this very simply as an Isur Avoda. And that any time you do an Avoda under the influence, that is going to be this Isur. And using this for the Rambam, we can explain why the Rambam continuously focuses on the fact that it is an Isur Knisa, why he thinks that there can be Malkus by the Isur Knisa even by Purei Rosh and Kruah Begadim, and it explains the theme and why the Rambam thinks we can even extend this to regular members of Klal Yisrael.